Leaving the White House this afternoon, President Trump defended his Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh as more questions arise about Kavanaugh's college-age drinking and the sexual assault accusations that the FBI is now investigating. But Trump told reporters this about Kavanaugh.
I don't think you should lie to Congress, and there have been a lot of people over the last year that have lied to Congress, and to me that would not be acceptable.
Democrat Dianne Feinstein said today that a vote on Kavanaugh's nomination this week would be too soon. Republican Senator Jeff Flake said he was troubled by the tone of Kavanaugh's remarks last Thursday, and other senators are raising concerns about what they believe to be misleading testimony from Kavanaugh. Let's bring in the Washington Post's Philip Bump for more on that. Hi, Philip.
Hello, how are you?
Doing well. And first of all, Kavanaugh said he had never attended a gathering like the one that Christine Blasey Ford describes in her allegation. Here's Kavanaugh.
Dr. Ford's allegation is not merely uncorroborated. It is refuted by the very people she says were there, including by a longtime friend of hers. Refuted.
As you report, that is misleading. How so?
Well, it's misleading because it hinges very directly on what you mean when you say that the sort of gathering that has been alleged by Ford, right? So we know, for example, according to Kavanaugh's own calendars, that there were gatherings like the ones that Ford alleges. There were gatherings with very particular people over the course of the summer of 1982 when this allegedly occurred. And he's relying on a lot of nuance, intentionally, I think, to sort of shield that, to sort of mask that. He also says, for example, that the allegations were refuted. Well, they weren't really refuted in the sense that he seems to be hoping that people will assume. People who gave statements about the alleged incident said they didn't remember any such gathering. There was one person, Mark Judge, who said that he'd never seen Kavanaugh act in the way that is alleged. But no one said, no, this thing did not happen.
You also point out that there's an event on July 1st in Kavanaugh's calendar that does fit the description that Ford gave.
That's exactly right. It does loosely, I will say. There is one of the things that's important to note, and one of the reasons I think this has become such a partisan fight, is that there's a lot of gray area around a lot of this. But yes, that July 1st gathering specifically includes Mark Judge, to whom I just referred, a guy named P.J. Smith, who Ford says was there. It includes drinking. It is on a weekday, which Kavanaugh sort of tried to downplay the extent to which he and his friends got together for beers on weekdays. There are all these ways in which that event reinforces, even if that wasn't the day on which an incident had occurred, it reinforces that such things did happen over the course of that summer, which is something that Kavanaugh went to great pains to deny.
Kavanaugh's yearbook has also become the focus of scrutiny. This is Senator Sheldon Whitehouse reading from Kavanaugh's yearbook entry.
Have you, I don't know if it's boofed or boofed, how do you pronounce that?
Judge? That refers to flatulence. We were 16.
Okay. And so when your friend Mark Judge said the same, put the same thing in his yearbook page back to you, he had the same meaning. It was flatulence.
I don't know what he did, but that's my recollection. We want to talk about flatulence at age 16 on a yearbook page. I'm game.
Philip, that's not what boofed means.
Well, it's sort of unclear what boofed means in that context, right? I mean, I'm not really a boof truther, if you will, on this particular subject. I mean, there's, you know, in high school, you have little terms that you use with your friends, and they can vary pretty widely. But it seems pretty clear that the broader effort that Kavanaugh was undertaking there was to, each time there was a pretty obvious reference to drinking that was made in his yearbook, he tried to redirect away from the fact that they were talking about drinking heavily. You know, he said that the Beach Week Ralph Club, which is pretty obviously
right,
a reference to him drinking a lot and vomiting, was a function of him having a weak stomach. So whatever the definition of boof is, however it relates to drinking, the fact is that the yearbook entry makes very clear that drinking was a big part of his high school experience.
Well, and just by the way, I mean, of course, it's crowdsourced, but the Urban Dictionary says that boofed refers to anal sex. This is Sheldon Whitehouse later talking with Kavanaugh about another term in his yearbook, Devil's Triangle. Here he is.
Devil's Triangle.
Drinking game.
How's it played?
Three glasses in a triangle.
And?
You ever played quarters?
No.
Okay. It's a quarters game.
What about that one? And again, I'm going to refer to Urban Dictionary, and it says now, because of what's happened in the last few days, that the Devil's Triangle is a made-up game of quarters with three cups arranged in a triangle. The rules are unknown because the inventor of the game, Brett Kavanaugh, could not explain them under oath.
Right. So this is a bit of slang. It's not really clear what the intended usage was at the time. There are all sorts of suggestions about it. But one thing that I will note is I went back and I looked at Google has a tool that allows you to search books that they have indexed. I went back and looked at contemporaneous news reports. You know, news likes to talk about slang that high schoolers are using. I saw no indication of either Boof or Devil's Triangle that the way in which Kavanaugh alleges they were used were actually contemporaneous uses of those terms. So we're diving pretty deep into an area that's sort of hard to evaluate objectively and categorically, but it seems pretty clear that no one besides Brett Kavanaugh says that a Devil's Triangle is the thing that he said it was, which is sort of ironic given that the whole thing is meant to refute an allegation that he says only one person had made.
I want to play one more clip from the hearing. This is Senator Amy Klobuchar pressing Kavanaugh on his assertion that he never had memory lapses resulting from drinking.
So you're saying there's never been a case where you drank so much that you didn't remember what happened the night before or part of what happened?
That's you're asking about, blackout. I don't know. Have you?
Could you answer the question, Judge? That's not happened. Is that your answer?
Yeah, and I'm curious if you have.
I have no drinking problem, Judge.
Yeah, nor do I.
Okay, thank you.
So Chad Luddington, who's a former Yale classmate of Kavanaugh's, says Kavanaugh has not told the truth about his drinking at Yale. Is it plausible for him to tell Senator Klobuchar that he's never had memory loss from drinking?
Is it plausible? I suppose theoretically it's plausible, but we have a lot of contemporaneous evidence from people that knew him at the time who said he drank a lot when he drank. There were often times in which he appeared to be incapacitated. And there are lots of suggestions from people who knew him then that it is hard to believe that he never would have been blackout drunk given how much he drank and how heavily he drank. And of course, this is a central point. If it was the case that he, with some regularity in high school, got drunk to the point that he can't remember his actions, that may influence the story that he says, which is that he never did what Ford alleges. It's quite possible he doesn't remember what Ford alleges. So it's very important for him to establish that he never got blackout drunk, because if he can establish that, then that bolsters his defense that this event never happened.
Well, and also, this is a person who wants to be a justice on the Supreme Court, and there are big questions here about whether he was telling the truth under oath to these senators. This is Jeff Flake, the senator, the Republican senator from Arizona, and Chris Coons, a Democrat, on 60 Minutes over the weekend, talking with Scott Pelley of CBS.
If Judge Kavanaugh is shown to have lied to the committee, nomination's over?
Oh, yes. I would think so.
So they're both saying that lying to the committee would be a problem. How is this all playing out among the people that you're talking to at this point?
Well, one of the sort of fascinating things here is the extent to which the sort of obvious white lies of him trying to downplay, for example, those yearbook entries are sort of given a pass. We've sort of established this odd spectrum of these sorts of falsehoods that are going to be considered disqualifying for Kavanaugh, and that the yearbook entries may not necessarily fit into that category. So it's we'll sort of have to see. But this is all politics, right? I mean, Flake's assertion that would be disqualifying will be absolutely heavily leavened by the fact that he needs to consider what the politics are of the decision that he makes. And so to the extent that we can say, hey, Kavanaugh said this thing about the yearbook, which isn't exactly true, what we're going to end up seeing inevitably, and the evidence suggests that this is what we're going to see, is that people will simply say, well, yes, but that's not really what I meant when I said that this would be disqualifying.
Philip Bump, any guesses about what's going to happen this week?
That is the hardest question you can ask anyone who writes about politics for the past 18 months. But wow. My guess is the FBI will come back with a report. They're going to give it to the White House. The White House will say that the report suggests that Kavanaugh, there's nothing disqualifying in it. The Senate will move ahead and vote. And my guess is that Kavanaugh probably gets confirmed.
Philip Bump of The Washington Post, thank you so much.
You bet. Thank you.